Today's episode is brought to you by Omio. Omio is a travel booking platform that makes planning a vacation in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Omio will magically give you all the train, bus, flight, and ferry options for your journey. It's never been simpler to book your first real vacation for 2021. Best of all, using Omio saves you time and money, which is a win-win. Omio wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head on over to Omio.com and use promo code LISTENER5 at checkout. Valid until June 30th for all new users on all modes of transportation. It's just the pick-me-up your 2021 needs. Omio. Plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions apply. Have you been in quarantine? Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your coconuts in months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with hairy coconuts. Would you show up to the first day of school without a haircut? Nope. Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining. The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with Manscaped Crop Preserver Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner. The Crop Preserver is anti-chafing deodorant, which ensures your afternoon stroll through the jungle doesn't result in sticky coconuts. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner and made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts to give your coconuts a special boost. Subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean. The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through the quarantine and welcome back to the jungle with a Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SLOPDROP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com when you use SLOPDROP, S-L-O-P-D-R-O-P. Your first post-quarantine date will thank you.
That's a slop drop. I can answer that. That's a slop drop. What is that move? That's a slop drop.
Slop drop time.
Oh, that's a slop drop. Slop drop, slop drop. Slop drop. The slop drop indeed.
Welcome back to the Slop Drop. This is Nathan Rogers at WooPicksumo on Twitter, and I'm joined by the unluckiest man on planet Earth, Bad Luck Chapman, and the manager of champions, Mr. Stephen E. Guys, it is 4th of July week, Independence Day week, whatever you want to call it, but I'm feeling all American today.
Oh, he's got the red, white, and blue running through his veins.
And there goes there goes our viewers and our listeners. Just
Yes. You know what
we
what
just
is,
spiked.
What is the opposite of the FCC calling? Because that's just what happened.
We just spiked.
Let's talk about some of the most patriotic American wrestling personas in wrestling.
He was born and raised in the US of A.
He was. He's on the list.
He's got the red, white, and blue running through his veins.
Now, I've got a list here. They're not exactly in order, but just tell me whether or not you think they should be on the list, whether they should be higher up on the list or down below or whatever. Let's just jump right into it. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, coming in, number 25. Sting. And the reason Sting is on the list is because he came out a couple times with that red, white, and blue paint.
He did.
Red, white, and blue jacket.
So let me correct you. He has been out in that face paint twice. Okay. Once in WCW when he had the blonde flat top. And the second one was just about 2 years ago in WWE at an autograph signing.
Well, that could have been at Conrad Thompson StarCast.
It was. I take it back. It was. So twice he's used that. But yes, can you find a more American baby face than the Stinger was back in the 90s?
I'm interested now because, like, I didn't expect to hear Sting. And once you said it, these are this is live and we're as Oh, how do I say? We're live, pal. Yeah, you know, as it rolls off your tongue, I'm hearing it. This isn't, you know, we didn't talk about this list before we went on the air. Nope. So, you know, I'm a little worried that 25, you know, 25. But now that you said Sting, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm starting to feel what you're laying out on the table.
I went to a few different articles, a few different things that have been posted, and there was a couple here, a couple there, and I went back and did some research myself.
That makes sense.
A list, like, of 25 now.
Gosh, if we were going in numerical order, I'd have to question if he should be a little higher on the list now that I'm thinking about it.
He probably ought to, due to just, you know, the huge name that he is, but mm-hmm. he's only donned the red, white, and blue twice, so
yeah,
I know of.
Yeah, good call.
In his 20s and once in his 50s, so.
I got to put him on there, though, because iconic. Yeah.
You got me thinking now.
Oh, man, the stars painted in the court, like, that was a good gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moving right along, what you just said got me thinking. Got to put Macho Man Randy Savage on there because there was a time or two he donned the red, white, and blue.
He sure did.
He did. Yeah, he did.
It wasn't his full-time shtick or gimmick, but it's a big name. Put him on the list.
You know, it escapes me right now the way that that he would have wore the red, white, and blue. But I think, you know, that was in the cowboy hat days.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
I want to say he wore it at a SummerSlam, but maybe as a commentator.
SummerSlam. Was it SummerSlam Yoko versus Lex Luger?
I don't know. Maybe, but we'll see.
Makes sense.
The next three or four ones are pretty debatable. Coming in at 23, probably should be the last. The American Males from WCW.
Dude, how can you? American Males.
Dude. American Males. Hey, Sumo, thank you. American, I am going to walk around and sing that American song for the next 2 hours.
That has got to be the worst theme song in wrestling.
That's got to be rated number one, Daddy.
It's got to be the worst but you hear it and you just can't help but look at Chapman's
American
already bad luck. It is already going over here.
One day we'll do a show on theme songs.
They need to be up there.
This one probably should be a little higher at 22. I've got Mark Henry. His debut, he wore the red, white, and blue. Former Olympian, probably needs to be a little higher.
I would say he probably would.
I'd agree with you. I would agree with you on that one.
This one at 21, may frown upon it. They may disagree, but the Undertaker, his American Badass gimmick.
Yeah, he did have the American Badass gimmick for a number of years.
And I'm a Taker fan, but should he be on the list? Probably, but probably towards the bottom.
Yeah,
you know, that's why he's probably right there with American Males.
That's why he's at 21, because you're going to have some people say, "You kidding me? It's the Undertaker. He should be top 10.
It's not about who they are. It's about how patriotic their gimmicks were.
Yeah.
This one probably should be a little higher after I thought about it. 20, John Cena.
You know, you got to put John Cena towards the top. He comes out every time and salutes.
Does the salute. Not only that, but
he took the you know, as you are well aware of, I am an avid collector of wrestling memorabilia. And in my time over the years, I've seen a couple of wrestling belts come through. One of the most popular belts, and one of the ones that I probably still to this day get calls about, is the John Cena spinner, the United States spinner. You know, still to this day, I want to say within the last probably month or so, I had somebody ask me if, you know, we had any of those in stock, and they're actually pretty rare. And I would agree with you on that one.
At 19, maybe a bit high. A lot of people probably don't even know who this person is. Cobra from WCW. Cobra was the fake Sting, Jeff Farmer, who had a military gimmick all about the USA.
He came out in the military uniform. He's patriotic, but, you know, his best work was fake Sting.
Yep. 18, Medusa, Alondra Blaze. She rocked the
red. Yeah,
you have to.
You know, it seemed like she ran with that for quite some time. You know, it wasn't just a one-off. Her gear was based on that gimmick.
Number 17, Stars and Stripes, Marcus Bagwell and the Patriot.
Dude, So hang on. Is the Patriot getting his own?
The Patriot's getting his own.
Okay. No. Okay, because he deserves his own. But I will say, you know, my little girl, Bree, right, we took her to Mid-States Wrestling when Beth Bagwell was there. She got to meet him. And she goes, Dad, isn't that the guy that used to tag with the guy in the mask? She remembered because I've watched so much WCW of the Stars and Stripes. Mm-hmm. You know, man, great gimmick. Great, great gimmick. You know, both went on to do their respective things, but great gimmick together.
Yeah.
16, a sleeper, the U.S. Express, Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda.
Hey, you know, I would agree with you. It didn't get any more, you know, American back in 1984, 85 than Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda. Yeah. You know, Mike Rotunda, of course, collegiate wrestler, was an All-American, and Barry Windham, man, I mean, that is a sleeper. I forgot all about those guys.
15, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Ooh, daddy! The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
See, that's what I love it. I just never even thought about it, but it makes sense. You know, it makes sense.
At 14, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
He is the American Dream, Cody Rhodes, too.
He comes out, he's got the American flag tattooed on his neck.
I mean, how much more patriotic can you get to get that thing tattooed on your neck?
Yeah,
you know, we're stupid.
You know, he has his own entrance at AEW where he walks down the middle.
Just shut up.
Then when he gets to the bottom,
he's like, hey, Arn, you can come out now.
Go ahead and come on out. You know, it's time for you to.
Yeah, that's how we're going to treat Alicia.
Yeah.
We should probably move along.
13, Mr. USA, Tony Atlas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit disappointed that we didn't hear the natural Dustin Rhodes right there with the gimmick, you know.
He was more of a cowboy.
You get more American than from Texas.
Well,
I'm not from Texas, so American.
Number 12, Ken Patera.
Ken Patera,
man, I tell you what, Ken Patera, you know, man, he was somebody that. Not a lot of people messed with him back in the days.
No, in fact, time in the clink.
Oh man, you know, if I see him on Facebook, I think, but you know, they'll go through and show a lot of these old strongman competitions. Now, when I'm talking strongman competitions, I'm talking about the strongman competition from, like, you know, maybe mid to late 80s or whatever, or maybe even early 80s. And you know, Ken Patera is right there, and it's funny. I see him, and another name you might recognize is Ted Arcidi. You know, I've seen him do a couple of those too. But yeah, Ken Patera, man. Was he an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's gold, but definitely an Olympic medalist.
Yeah, Olympian. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 11, Colonel Kirchner.
Are you talking about Corporal Kirchner?
Corporal Kirchner. Did I say Colonel?
Corporal Kirchner. Yeah, you did say Colonel. Yeah, Corporal Kirchner.
He always wanted to be a Colonel. He never got past being a Corporal.
you know, the thing with Kirchner was, you know, I think they, you know, when his character came out, a lot of people don't know this, and I only know this because of the LJN, you know, controversy or whatever, but Sergeant Slaughter, who's probably, you know, on this list somewhere, maybe. Sergeant Slaughter was slated to get an LJN, and he decided that he was going to go ahead, and he signed on with Mattel to do G.I. Joe. Well, Mattel made an action figure of him, and Vince yanked his figure out of the lineup. Well, lo and behold, a couple of years later, Corporal Kirchner came in and got an LJN action figure, and you know, the Sergeant Slaughter, it's a mail away. It wasn't one you could buy, but the Sergeant Slaughter is one of the most sought after LJN figures around. But Kirchner, on the other hand, he's got a couple different variants. I won't get into it. It's going to bore you guys. But I Corporal Kirchner, man, can't get any more patriotic than him.
About to crack the top 10. There's a few names that people be like, who is that and why are they top 10? Number 10, Ranger Ross, WCW.
Who?
I don't even know who that is.
Say it again. I didn't hear it.
Ranger Ross.
Ranger Ross. I don't remember Ranger Ross.
Military gimmick.
I remember Sergeant Greg Football Pittman.
He's on the list.
But, I don't remember Ranger Ross.
Moving to number 9, Buddy Lee Parker.
Yeah. Lee
Parker.
Yeah.
I know some of these, like I said, who is that and why are they ranked so high? Because they actually, this was their full-fledged 24/7 gimmick. It wasn't like the one-off Sting or whatever. Number 8, Sergeant Craig Pittman.
Yeah.
Sergeant Craig Pitbull Pittman. This one's for the core. Yes, sir.
Number 7, Lex Luger, Lex Express.
Lex had to be on there because, you know, and obviously those two, you know, we had a WCW run there for a second, but, you know, I mean, that was his gimmick in the WWE, you know, F, he, Lex Express.
He landed on a carrier in a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And,
well, he flew, didn't he fly in? And then that when he picked up Yokozuna? Because they remember they were having, they were having all these people trying to body slam him, they couldn't.
Yeah.
And Lex flew in and black pants and a white button up and
that turned him face and he went on a pretty good run in WWE with that character. Yeah. I felt like the narcissist was starting to fall flat and this gave him a good face push.
Number 6, Jack Swagger, the All-American American.
Man.
We the people.
Hey, I got it right there.
Yeah.
We the people.
Now known as Jake Hager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree with you. I liked his gimmick back then a lot more than I do now.
Yeah,
when he had Zeb. Good old Zeb Coulter.
Number 5, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
Oh! Woo!
Oh man, I think we talked a little bit about it a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about how when he was down in Mid-South that he wasn't quite the lovable All-American. You know, I mean, he was a face character,
more of a brawler. Yeah,
he was more of a brawler. He wasn't like he is today. But I tell you what,
that flag and two before.
If you go to any indie show that Hacksaw Jim Duggan is on. You know, within 3 seconds of him making, or breaking curtain, there's already a USA chant going.
I said, when he came down to Mid-States, there are still people coming in and talking, and at the concession show hadn't started, and you hear from the back, and everybody and their brother stops what they're doing. Oh!
Yeah, they knew exactly who it was, and they knew what time of day it was.
Number 4, Sergeant Slaughter.
You have to give it to Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah.
Did you not expect it? I knew he'd be top 5. I don't know. You almost sound disappointed then.
I do because I was so patriotic. He's been doing this and he's like throwing names out that I don't know or that I have to be like, holy crap, I forgot about him. So, of course, I remember Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah.
Number 3, the Patriot. I mean,
what?
Think of Patriot.
Whoa. Yep. Number 1.
No.
Gimmick.
You'll see who my number 1 is.
Number 2, the Patriot.
Number 2, Hulk Hogan. I am a real American.
You're throwing a curveball because I'm curious on number 1, Hulk Hogan. Number 2, I dig it, brother, but I don't know if that's going to work for him.
Let me see if I can guess.
It'll work for me, brother.
Was it WCW or WWF?
WWF. I am a real American. He turned his back. And went black and white NWO and WCW.
Yeah.
Number 1, Kurt Angle. Won an Olympic gold medal. Walked the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And Patriot should have still been number 1.
Oh, man.
You're talking about the 25 top most patriotic.
I'm just patriotic.
Sumo, I agree with you 100%. I don't know if it got any more patriotic than Kurt.
It sure did. It was the guy called the Patriot.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle lived the gimmick. The guy that wore the red, white, blue hood, I don't know, all of his career.
Actually, their gimmick was based off Kurt Angle's real life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Let me tell you something. So this is how this is going to go down. Kurt Angle not only stole number 1 from the Patriot, but then stole his ring music, too.
That's true.
That is true.
That's very true. Why? Because he was the Patriot, damn it.
We can't leave out honorable mention the Errol American Alan Jefferson, and of course, the former president Donald Trump. I mean, he was a former president in wrestling.
Yeah.
No, but Kurt Angle's got to be my number 1. I mean,
honorable is wrong. Can we throw an honorable mention in for Randy Orton?
Ooh.
Yeah, I should have said
that. I think that was a dishonorable mention.
Yeah, dishonorable.
But anyway. Hey, what about the Miz? He played. He played the
Marine
or the Marine.
The Marine.
The Marine. Yeah.
Yeah. So did Ted DiBiase Jr.
Yeah, well, you know, hey.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. I do think that I agree with you. I agree with your top three.
The Patriot should have been top one, number one.
He got top five. Patriot only had a
We're talking about the most patriotic person. But, and this dude's
persona.
Okay. Persona. This dude's entire career, he wore the red, white, and blue.
This guy's entire life. His entire life. Before wrestling. He was in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Won the gold medal. Yeah. The broken freaking neck.
Broken freaking neck.
Yeah. If Kurt Angle walked out, if you heard that music right now,
I still wait for the Patriot to walk out every time. I love it, man.
I wish that you would see a guy come out in the Patriot uniform, the mask and all that, and takes it off, and it's Kurt Angle.
I don't even think Dale Wilkes. I don't even think Dale Wilkes owns that gimmick anymore.
He said that he never sold it.
Well, so Wayne says he owns it. Wayne Fair says he owns it.
Dale Wilkes, man, like that dude. He was an All-American football player before, and then he donned the red, white, blue, and called himself the Patriot. You guys disappointed.
Yeah, but he didn't win a gold medal at the Olympics, and he had a broken freaking neck.
Yeah, nobody cares about his neck.
Did I leave anybody off? You guys think of anybody else?
Patriots, let's see. We touched on Jim Duggan. We touched on Stars and Stripes. And
You know, maybe the Great Khali, Jinder Mahal.
I mean, you could go with some of the cheesy military type stuff we've seen over the years, but and I did throw some in here.
You know, if we're going to talk about cheesy military gimmicks,
GI Bro.
If we're going to talk about cheesy military gimmicks, let's talk about the guy on NXT. You know, the real tall guy, or not NXT. I'm sorry, but on SmackDown, he comes out with
Jackson. With
the Nigerian.
The Nigerian.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Oh, what is it? It's not Cedric Alexander. It's
Commander
Apollo Crews.
Yeah, Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews. You know, and I'm a fan of the Apollo Crews. You know, gimmick. You know, it's a little offsetting to hear him. You know, talk like that when we heard him talk normal for so long. But
it's the opposite of Kofi. Past.
Yeah, it worked for Kofi, kind of, sort of. So maybe it'll work for for Apollo, but. Yeah, no, that like that, you know, they're trying to sell that guy as a general, and he's
Commander not. Aziz or Commander something. I forgot.
Yeah, something. Him and
Omos.
Him and Omos should fight to see who the lamest big man in professional wrestling is. You know,
all right, guys. Well, everybody that's listening or watching, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day.
And we forgot Captain America.
Captain America.
Hulk Hogan. What?
His mask gimmick?
Yes.
I did think of that, and I thought, he's already on the list.
Well, he's already at top three. We're just
going to that wasn't Hulk Hogan. You tell you if you ever go back and watch it. Hulk Hogan was suspended indefinitely when Captain America came along.
It was Dale, you're right.
You're right. You're right. I love it. Happy 4th of July, y'all.
That about wraps up. Follow us on Facebook at The Slop Drop, on Twitter at The Slop Drop 1. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are probably there. Leave us a good rating, a good review. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Either way, as always, thank you all for listening. Until next time, we are out of here.
Goodbye and good night. 1, 2, 3.